and then like have models where it's still in the computer. You're matching your skin tone to see if you like it or if you can make adjustments. Then he'll make it a real piece that you can wear and keep.
Wow.
Right for the rest of your life. The guy is a genius when it comes to jewelry there. He's a genius in general, too. Let's be honest, Josh.
Oh, my goodness. That, Joey.
Yeah.
I got an idea.
Okay.
I'll show you at the break.
All right.
Wow.
So y'all check out Dylan Rings today. Again, you can always go to the Book of Faces or on Instagram. But I really encourage you to go to 119 Brown Springs Road here in Montgomery. It's just off of Atlanta Highway near Taylor Road. It's kind of where the old Fun Zone used to be. That's how I remember it. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie Ryder that Joey, that fella on the radio, sent you. We'll tell you more about him coming up. Yeah, absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
Showing off some of that work.
Really pretty.
We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Trump's lawyers argued before the U.S. Supreme Court that former presidents are entitled to absolute immunity for their official acts. Otherwise, they say politically motivated prosecutions of former occupants of the Oval Office would become routine. A ship traveling through the Gulf of Aden has come under attack. The latest assault likely carried out by Yemen's Houthi rebels. The first cargo ship passed through a newly opened deep water channel in Baltimore. That's after being struck in the harbor since the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed 4 weeks ago. The ship, one of five stranded vessels, expected to pass through the new temporary channel that has been opened. The Dow is down 441 points, the NASDAQ losing 173 now. This is SRN News.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-275-3490. That's 800-275-3490.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Your health and well-being can quickly be impacted by changing weather. The Johnny Adams Law Firm wants you to remain safe and be weather alert with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Our warming trend continues. Our storm-free pattern continues with a spectacular weekend forecast for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Today, another warm day with a high around 85. Good bit of sunshine. I have the rain chances under 20%, so very tiny. Nights are mild. Overnight low tonight down to about 61. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, dry weather continues. Lots of sunshine. Highs in the middle 80s right on through the upcoming weekend. A great forecast on the Gulf Coast beaches with highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. After weeks of delays, the Alabama Public Safety Committee voted Wednesday to advance legislation that would help protect the state from illegal immigrant crime. House Bill 376, also known as the Laken Riley Act, would bolster the ability of Alabama law enforcement agencies to further enforce immigration law. A Georgia woman is dead following a Wednesday morning crash on I-85 in Macon County. 45-year-old Carrie Chambers' car left the road around 5:30 a.m. near mile marker 34 and overturned. Chambers was transported to Baptist Medical Center East, where she later died. Theo Catetius, co-owner of the iconic Chris's Hot Dogs in downtown Montgomery, has passed away. Chris's Hot Dogs is the oldest family-owned and operated restaurant in Montgomery, having opened its doors 107 years ago by Theo's father. No word on the cause of death at this time. Theo Catetius was 78 years old. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 517-0074, $4,995 due at sign. VIN number PG02014, $3,700 due at sign. 36 months, 10K mile lease with approved credit. Plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program, but hold your horses because we have some guests here in the studio. Seriously, turn down the music, Hippie. Like, do it sooner. Anyway, we have Roman and Kim. They're here to talk about, NAMI Walks. It's a great event coming up. How y'all doing today?
Great.
We're doing really great. Thank you for having us here today.
Yeah, thank y'all for being here. Now, let's tell folks about NAMI. It's the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Just the kind of the basic 101 for folks.
So we're a grassroots organization, and we're an organization of family members, friends, and peers who know somebody or suffer with a mental illness, and we advocate for all those people to have a better life. That's pretty much in a little short term what we do. That's okay. What we do.
So,
We also offer a lot of programs to help support families, and we have programs to help show people that, you know, it's okay to not be okay, and this is how some people have dealt with mental illness and how they're thriving and moving forward. And so there's just a lot of programs out there also to help educate our community as well. So,
well, and I'd imagine this has been, is it a slow burn in the sense that folks are coming around, less stigma around mental illness, that you can admit, hey, I need help, or somebody in the family needs help. Or I know folks for the longest time probably had the keep it in the family mentality. And I know NAMI's been around now for several years. Would you say that there's been improvement in sort of that recognition, people being cognizant of this?
I definitely would, especially I'm 36 years old. I don't know how you old you are.
35.
Yeah. 35. And, you know, back when we were younger, that was just kind of something that got kept in the family. That wasn't anything you really talked about. Right. And now I do feel like there is less of a stigma around that. It's okay to talk about it. It's okay to go and seek help. So I do feel like that it is a lot easier to talk about now. And, you know, 1 in 5 people here in Alabama are affected by a mental illness. So it could be, I mean, there's 4 of us in this room
right
now, you know.
Well, and it could be from schizophrenia to depression. I'd imagine heavy drug abuse or addiction can lead to mental health issues.
ADD, ADHD mm-hmm. as well, all those.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think the best way to tackle this is more understanding easily, and also getting people together for a good cause.
Yeah, more understanding and more conversation. That's always been my big push with my mental health advocacy, is just communicating out stories and showing people they're not alone and what they're facing.
So there's a big event coming up here, and it's, tell us about it.
So it's our 5K Fun Walk. It is this Saturday, April 27th, and it's going to be at Lanark Park in Millbrook, Alabama on the Nature Trails. Registration is going to start about 8:45, and we'll be serving lunch at 11:30. It does not cost anything to attend this event or come and have lunch and have a bottle of water and walk. It does not cost anything. This is all taken care of by our sponsors and individuals. Quick shout out to Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama for being one of our sponsors, as well as Nucor Steel, Alabama Power, and there's so many others I'm going to miss, but we really appreciate that. We wouldn't be able to put on an event like this with this much fun and stuff without these sponsors. And it's going to be kid-friendly. We've got a bouncy house and an obstacle course that are going to be there as well. So anybody should come on out. You can go online, NAMI Walk, let's see here, namiwalks.org/Alabama. Or you can even give me a call on my cell, 334-399-2044, to find out more. You can also just show up. Just when you get there, you just got to sign in and say you're here for the walk, and we'll take good care of you.
Well, amen. And it looks like, you know, so show up 8:45. That's when registration gets going. Warm-ups, y'all going to, like, guide people through stretching and stuff?
So, yes, we have a young lady that's a Zumba instructor, and she's going to come in, and we'll start warm-ups at about 9:45, and then we start the actual walk at 10 o'clock.
Okay, and then after the walk, luncheon music, food.
Luncheon music, and lunch is being provided by Pepper Tree Steaks and Wines. Oh. John Mosley will be cooking, and everybody likes when he cooks. He does a good job.
Absolutely, he does a good job. You know, that's a spread. So, again, this is free of charge, and I'd imagine it's a great way for everybody to kind of get to know each other and just be in the same environment about this cause.
Absolutely. Just great community outreach and fellowship at all of our events, but especially the walk.
Now, if somebody is suffering with mental health issues themselves, or they know somebody, how can they get in touch? What's the right way to go about that?
Well, it really depends on what they're dealing with. We do push out the suicide lifeline, which is 988. But sometimes people just want to talk or text someone, and you can text NAMI, N-A-M-A, to 741-741. Or you can find us online at namialabama.org and find a list of our programs and our classes and our support groups on there as well.
So. Okay. Well, I think this is a great opportunity, folks, and it's a fantastic organization. Like, I think I remember doing interviews years ago with representatives, and I just to see y'all grow is a good thing and a much-needed thing in this day and age because, you know, we covered it. So much COVID has not helped so much, that whole era, whether you're talking about crime or you see the amounts of substance abuse and mental health issues that people are having coming out of that isolation. And I almost feel like we're not fully back where we necessarily were before, that there's still a sort of polar, like, or atomization of people from one another.
And, you know, you bring up the COVID thing. The one thing I do will say about the COVID and the lockdown, the silver lining of that was, is we were forced to have to look at mental health issues because so many people were trapped in their homes and having issues, to where our country had to look and understand what was really going on. And I feel like that is the silver lining with COVID right there that did help us there.
Well, folks, again, you can, if you want to look at the details we were just explaining, NAMI, N-A-M-I, namiwalks.org/Alabama. That's namiwalks.org/Alabama. This Saturday, get there early, about 8:45. Get some of that stretching done. Stretching is important.
It is.
Like,
especially once you get over 30, I've learned.
Right. And then, you know, men are like, I just need to lift weight. They're like, no, man.
No, you got
to
stretch.
You can stretch.
So thank you all both. Have we left anything out here before I let you go?
I think so.
I think we're good.
Okay.
I think we're good.
Well, great seeing you, Roman. Great seeing you, Kim.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joey. We appreciate it.
And more news and views after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. Yeah, I get why Scott calls you Big Al now.
I do. It looks like Joe Dirt Mullet. It's bad, Joey.
No, it looks good. Looks good. You look fine.
I'm not used to being on camera.
I know. Oh, this is what I mean. Just
this is stressful. Relax.
Let's go to, well, actually, before we go to Soldier Boy, what brought you here to Montgomery today?
Oh, Lord. You know what? This is a good story, actually. And it's kind of a long story, so if you want to go to Soldier Boy, I won't be offended.
Okay.
But, so we've been working on two bills, and I say we, every parent around the house, because that's where we live, in the kitchen, all the wives and the moms. We just spend our days in the kitchen. Right, Joey?
Right. Yeah, that's where the clock is.
Okay. On the stove.
Right.
You know that joke?
Oh, yeah, I know all those jokes.
That's so funny. Okay.
Right.
So there's two bills that we've kind of been working. House Bill 130, which expanded the ban on gender identity and sexual orientation discussions from kindergarten through fifth grade to kindergarten through eighth grade.
Okay.
And it also added in an amendment that would ban the display of any sexual orientation, gender identity flags, insignia in the classrooms.
Hmm.
And then House Bill, that was carried by Matt Butler, and then House Bill 385, carried by Arnold Mooney. What most people in Alabama, I didn't know, the obscenity laws. You know, you can't take a toddler to a strip club.
Right.
Okay? And you can't even take a 10-year-old to an NC-17 movie.
Right.
Okay? So we have basic laws
right.
that keep obscene material out of children's view. Well, those laws never applied to libraries. Yeah, I don't...
Why?
I don't know. I guess because libraries back in the day used to be pretty... Like, you'd go read, like, Huck Finn or oh, yeah. To Kill a Mockingbird. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, those books are gone now. Anyway, yeah, you can't even read those because those are so bad. But, yeah, for some reason, our obscenity laws never applied to our school libraries or our public libraries. Mm-hmm. So House Bill 385 just extended that. Now, it also put in some consequences because, like we talked about, people don't change unless there are consequences. So.
Right.
So, say a book is caught in or seen in a public library that is obscene. A patron of the library can put in a formal, written kind of, we have a complaint. And maybe you send that in, you send it in and you're like, can you take a look at this book? I don't think it's supposed to be there. They have 7 days to remove it. If it's removed, we're good. But if it keeps happening, it goes up to, I think, from a class C misdemeanor to a class A misdemeanor. So it kind of works up. These two bills kind of came out late, and people were thinking that it just wouldn't happen. We're coming up the end of session. Well, like 2 weeks ago, I was like, well, I'm gonna try a new tactic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I reached out to the Speaker of the House, who...
Nathaniel
Ledbetter.
Yeah.
And...
Sorry. Keep okay. going, Joe.
Okay, sorry. I just got a glimpse of myself because you made me big on the screen, and now I do. I saw Joe Dirt. Anyway, because I do think, even as parents, we don't always know what's going on in our school, in our classrooms, in our libraries. So I'm like, let's just see. Maybe some of the leadership at the House really doesn't know what we're dealing with in our school libraries and our public libraries.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent him an email and I sent him a document that I put together that just had examples from around the state. I'll show it to you during the break. It's traumatizing.
Okay.
And these are books that are for like 12-year-olds. But I sent it to him. And the next morning, I actually got a call from the Speaker. And he was like, Allison, I just want to tell you thank you for sending that to me. I had no idea. And he said, we're going to try and work and get some of these bills through. And I'm like, you know, I'm kind of hard on the Speaker because there are some things, like, we will never agree on gambling.
Right.
And that's okay. I didn't love the way IVF was handled. But that's okay. We can disagree and still be friends, but I appreciated him calling me, and I appreciated him saying, we're going to work on this. Everybody kind of thought the bills were dead.
Right.
Lo and behold, last Tuesday... the Speaker gets the first two picks
okay.
for the special order calendar of that legislative day. House Bill 130 is bill number two.
Oh, wow.
So the Speaker picked House Bill 130.
Well, from what you just told me, it's a great example of, because we yell and scream on radio and everybody can get upset at politicians, but you took the time to put together something to persuade the Speaker of the House here in Alabama, and he persuaded him. And he was grateful for it. And despite differences, and this seems right. common sense to me, like obscenity laws, we could have a whole discussion about national ones that used to be applied to adults. But especially with children,
right?
Like this is just common sense. And I don't understand why libraries would be exempt necessarily. So I'm glad that this is moving forward.
Yeah, I just... So the House Bill 130, which banned... the discussion of gender identity in the classrooms. It passed the House last Tuesday. Well, yesterday, I look at the special order calendar, and lo and behold, House Bill 385 is the second bill. So the Speaker picked the obscenity law bill, and I, you know, despite our differences, and that's fine, I am very grateful to him because it passed the House this morning. I just came down to watch that and then, of course, come hang out with
oh,
you.
Sure. Yeah.
But... It was a good reminder to me to, there's a lot happening in Alabama. There's a lot happening in the world right now. And it's hard for, and you and I are plugged in people. It's hard to keep up with it all.
Oh, it is.
And so don't assume, I think it's, it's easy to assume that people understand what's happening and they know the depth of things, but a lot of times you just can't. And I think seeing that and kind of being, you have to look real closely and read some of the words, it is devastating what they are putting in front of our children. So anyway, shout out to Nathaniel Ledbetter, Speaker of the House. I am really grateful. And so that's why I'm here and why you're lucky enough to have Joe Dirt in your studio today.
You look fine today. You look nice today.
I don't
you
know.
Look lovely today. Stop it.
No, I'm good. But it does Soldier look Boy. Like a mullet.
Thank you for being patient. How you doing, Soldier Boy?
Hey, it is important, Soldier Boy. You know that. We're saving our kids.
Wake up.
Hey, I'm awake. Hey, first of all, Joey told me that that they must have stole the stars from the heavens and put them in your eyes.
Oh, my goodness. I've been in here this whole time, and I know he didn't say that. So that's coming from you, Soldier Boy.
Shh. I'm trying to give Joey some street cred. I'm trying to teach him.
No, I've been doing sauna workouts and
hey, let me ask you a question. Hmm? Did it work?
Yeah, that's why. Yes. I've tried it as just a thing, and then I'm like, dadgum, I feel great.
No, he's like glowing. You are.
Two things I want to talk about. Right. I want to stay on point because you know me, I get off point real easy. They have my talking points, PowerPoint presentation. First one is I'm going to talk about the federal. Did you hear the news about the Secret Service and guy that flipped out?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
He was on a detail with that hackling, gackling. I can't really blame him. I would have gone in that. I probably would have tripped out earlier. And they had to wrestle him down. They had to handcuff him.
I think it was a woman.
Was it?
Yeah.
That explains it.
No, it does. Everybody's going crazy if they work for Kamala. How many people have quit on her staff?
Well, right. But, yeah, no, here, I've got it. Secret Surface Scuffle.
Not Civil Surfer.
Secret Service agent who attacks senior officer is a white female named Michelle Hertzeg. She had a total
Codename Hot Baby.
Yeah, she's mumbling to herself, hiding behind curtains, throwing menstrual pads. I don't even know what those are.
No way.
Wait a second. There was another story that had to do with that. Do you remember?
Wait a minute. Were they new or used or unused?
Hey. I don't know.
I'm just asking.
Well, if it was multiple, surely unused.
I would hope so.
Wait, so what happened? Was she drunk?
Now here, let me read the story real quick, Soldier Boy. An incident involving a physical attack by a female Secret Service agent tasked with protecting Kamala Harris is raising questions about whether the agency had thoroughly vetted her during her hiring and whether the ongoing push to increase the number of women in the service and boost overall workforce staff played a role in her selection. The DEI strikes again. The Secret Service agent assigned to Vice President Harris was removed from her duties Wednesday after physically attacking the commanding agent in charge and other agents trying to subdue her. This is according to Secret Service spokesman. Several sources in the community identified the agent who attacked as Michelle Hertzeg. The altercation occurred about 9 a.m. at Joint Base Andrews, and the call signs of the Boeing aircraft used by the President and Vice President, Air Force One and Air Force Two, were right there. Thank you for all this extra information, this stupid report. Harris was at the Naval Observatory at the time of the incident, did not delay her travel. Hertzeg showed up at the terminal and began acting erratically, grabbing another senior agent's personal phone and deleting applications on it.
That'll show him. Wow.
The other agent, a shift leader, was able to recover his phone and then acted as if nothing happened. But Hertzeg's bizarre behavior didn't stop. She then began mumbling to herself, hid behind curtains, and started throwing items, including menstrual pads, at an agent, telling him that he would need them later to save another agent. Wow. And telling her peers that they were, quote, going to burn in hell and needed to listen to God.
Hey, did she twerk?
Oh, my God.
Did she what?
Did she start to twerk and Kamala have a cook-off, baby?
She also screamed at the special agent in charge, rattling off names of female officers on the vice president's detail and claiming they would show up and help her and allow her to continue working. At that point, other agents on the scene believe Hertzeg was suffering from a mental lapse.
Make a break
then. It sounds like it. Wow.
No, like you were telling you were right. It's a DII hire. She's probably a lesbian, devil worshiper, voted for Biden. Yeah, she did all the. She marked all the boxes off except crazy.
Well, she then chest bumped and shoved his superior and tackled him and punched him.
Was it underwire or not underwire?
The agents involved then restrained her, and they were especially concerned since she still had her gun in the holster.
What in the world? That's hot.
You need to calm down.
That's like the lady on the airplane that started yelling that the guy in the hoodie wasn't real.
Yeah.
You remember her?
Yeah, she's a smoke show, though, now.
Yeah, she's doing, like, ultra-right beer ads now.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of guys when that clip came out go, I can fix her.
Joey, let me talk about my second part, my second thing, okay? Mm-hmm. I went yesterday, he used to work at City Hall, right? He worked for the city.
Did Parks and Rec two summers, yeah.
Okay. Stop it.
And I worked at 25 Washington and City Hall for a while, too, okay? And I remember those days. You just walk in, you know, you go to work, blah, blah, blah. Well, I had to go. I went by there yesterday to take care of some personal business. And there's two armed guards there at the front. And there's, like, this 12-foot sign by 5 feet wide. Of things you can and cannot bring and what's going to happen to you when you sign in. And I felt, I was like, the guy said, I said, I remember the days just filled us to walk in. And he said, you feel okay, sir? And I said, I just feel like I've been stripped of my constitutional rights, my liberties, and my freedoms. I was like, you've got to be kidding. This is a public building. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to give up my keys. I have to throw everything that's metal in, you know, in this box and go through and everything. And I said to myself, you know, it gets to a point. That's why I hate about the Patriot Act so much. We've given up our freedoms and our liberties for the fake safety. Oh, because there's a threat out there. There's been a threat all our lives since the beginning of
and
my birth.
A lot of this changed after Jack Kennedy is shot. Because do you remember the clips of him arriving there in Dallas? And he's greeted by a huge crowd on the tarmac. And he's, like, mingling with folks and... It used to be presidents. It was the People's House, the White House. You could go right on in, and now...
I understand it.
Now, there are a lot of crazy people. You even got Secret Service agents now are now a threat.
Well, but Joey, there's crazy people that go into Walmart. We're going to do strip search them, too, to make me feel safe?
No, I agree with you on the liberties front. I'm just saying the amount of security around public leaders suggests something unhealthy in our society.
Have you seen the Southern Property Law Center? Have you ever been by there before?
I've driven by there before, yeah.
Okay. And do you see they got blast walls?
Oh, yeah,
like
man.
Like we had in Iraq, okay?
Yeah, well, I'll put it this way.
Really?
They smear a lot of people, but they also go after some pretty bad dudes. So the security.
Here's my point. I consider myself a person on the right, conservative, okay? But I am not ultra far right to a point where I'm going to give up my liberties and everything and live in a police state, okay?
Right.
Not to that point. I'm not going to give that up, you know? And sometimes I think people set up false narratives and environments to justify having that power over you.
Well, yes.
You know what? I'd rather not feel safe. Let me take care of myself.
Well, point well made. I appreciate it, Soldier Boy. Got other calls rolling in here.
Oh, because I called, that's why.
Yeah. You hung the stars and the moon for me, man. Thank you.
No, that was my line.
Oh, dadgummit.
That was for her, not you, Joey.
Dadgummit. Nobody likes me. Thank you, Soldier Boy.
Bye, Soldier Boy.
Let's go to line 3. You're on there. Who's this?
Hola.
Hey, Eric.
Oh, shoot. He's everywhere.
He's everywhere.
We can do Beavis and Butthead.
I'm going
home. Yeah, no, stop eating the sugar.
I got TP. My bungholio.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Joey's like, please just
I do what I do to shows. This is what I do to shows.
You make them so sophisticated.
What's on your mind today, Eric?
What were y'all just talking about?
Crazy women.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I know what that lady was doing. She saw that meme on TikTok where that dude put on his battle kit and his wife was in there raising hell and he opened up a box of tampons and threw them in there like a hand grenade.
Joey, you can laugh. That's funny.
No, it's just I'm laughing on the inside.
Oh, okay.
No, he's not. It's like this jackass.
That's...
Anyway, no, they do assault our liberties.
Yeah.
And it's just, what else do you do? What is it like to be scared by the people protecting you? Isn't there some movies based on that?
Well, and this is always the government's justification. We might be bad, but the guys over them hills there that we need to protect you against, they're worse.
Right. And we just need your money, your lives, your children's lives, your children's futures to do it.
Right.
So that our futures can be successful and we can propagate the world because we're smarter than y'all. Right. You might be smarter than me, but you put me and you side by side out in the real world and where lawyers ain't going to help you and your pronouns ain't going to help you, it ain't going to go well for one of us. And it might be me, but I'm just saying, you know, where reality meets your delusions, that's a pretty rough cross current right there.
Oh, I think a lot of us are going to have to deal with reality here before too long.
Hmm. Well, the sad thing is you're sitting back watching, it's like watching a train wreck in slow motion. Like, no.
Right. And I'm just reading more on this lady's past, the Secret Service agent. What a mess.
But really, what happened to her? Like, did demons take over in her body? Because, like, that's bizarro. Yeah.
Well, while serving in the Dallas Police Force, this woman and another officer shot an armed man while he sat in a parked car. The officers were according to the department, firing in self-defense because the man who proves to have been convicted of sexually assaulting a child was brandishing a weapon. She also had filed a discrimination lawsuit saying she was discriminated against for being a woman. So it doesn't look like, I don't know, you have to go through a pretty intense psychological profile if you're going to be a Secret Service
agent.
Well,
that's true.
And this seems like unhinged behavior for, yeah.
How is it that we know that she identifies as a woman if we can't identify what a woman is? Now, how do you get to claim that? How do you get to file lawsuits against that?
We
thought she was a man. My bad. Was there a different standard?
Yeah, but what man's carrying around menstrual pads?
I don't know. I guess it depends on what kind of music he's got.
Right.
She did chest bump that guy.
Right. This is an insane story.
I mean, she might be a man. She's right. A dude.
Maybe she identifies as a man.
And she really snapped, apparently, when the superior officer said, "You're relieved from your assignment for today." And she went nuts.
You can't relieve me.
So she went and hid behind a curtain and started throwing pads? And deleting apps?
They've got wings.
That's the weirdest part.
Oh, here are some photos. I don't know. I don't know if this photo is...
Does she look crazy? Does she look like a dude?
She's got some pretty intense features.
You can tell by the eyes. Oh, she got crazy eyes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No. Well, you know.
Bless it. She needs somebody to love her.
No. Gotta be careful.
Chicks.
Gotta be careful. You gotta hand them a knife.
A machete.
Loaf of bread. Yeah, I whip out that loaf of bread and you got that machete. I'm just gonna get a big ham sandwich.
Where's that mayonnaise?
Okay, I'm all right.
Make a sandwich. Joey doesn't get our humor.
No, I get it.
Oh, he gets it. He's just trying to be respectful for you. If that was Eddie, he'd be dying.
Yeah, I'm trying to be on my best behavior.
Eddie will be back tomorrow?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't come back.
Is he playing realtor?
Yeah, something like that. Well, I appreciate it, Eric.
All right, y'all. Adios.
Later. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by James Cole and Cole Plumbing. And they're at Cole Plumbing. Well, they're ready to help you with all your plumbing issues. It could be, you got an everyday one, like a clogged drain, low water pressure. It could be something that's developed over time, like a tree root invasion. Maybe even have a gas line leak. Or, of course, any leaking pipe that's waterlogging, say that ceiling or the floor, or maybe even your backyard. Cole Plumbing has this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them with minimal discomfort to you and your home to get in there and solve the problem. It means they're not going to have to tear out a bunch of drywall, dig up a huge hole in their yard. Again, no, with precision and expertise, they can solve that problem. And maybe you don't really have a problem other than you want to upgrade. Say you want a tankless water heater system. Or maybe you want to get real fancy with like a Japanese toilet or bidet. Could be you're getting up there in age and you want a taller toilet.
I want a bidet.
You want a bidet?
My grandmother had bidets.
Cole Plumbing can help you.
I'm going to look them up.
And look at the Japanese toilets, too. It's a...
Do they, like...
It's like a bidet on steroids.
They, like, talk to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Cole Plumbing can help you with all these plumbing needs, folks. 279-8919. That's 279-8919. Call them to book an appointment today. And just remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow right now with 0% for 42 months. Retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% for 42 months on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Diesel Ace Hardware and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. They're located on US 31 North, just off the Pine Level exit. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our warming trend continues. Our storm-free pattern continues with a spectacular weekend forecast for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Today, another warm day with a high around 85. Good bit of sunshine. I have the rain chances under 20%, so very tiny. Nights are mild. Overnight low tonight down to about 61. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, dry weather continues. Lots of sunshine. Highs in the middle 80s right on through the upcoming weekend. A great forecast on the Gulf Coast beaches with highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Clark.
Welcome back. So News and Views in the afternoon, as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. I'm Joey. For those of you just tuning in on the X platform or on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, this is just a humble little talk show out of Montgomery, Alabama, where we talk about all sorts of things. I have a special guest today. Her name is Allison Sinclair.
A.K.A. Joe Dirt.
Yeah. Look at that hair.
You like the mullet?
Yeah, why is the sky blue?
You know, you're the one that called me that. It came to you a little too quickly, actually.
Yeah, well, when you started getting all self-conscious about how I look on camera, it's like, well, I'm just going to lean into it.
Yeah, but if it didn't look like Joe Dirt, you wouldn't have said it, which means it looks like Joe Dirt.
Mullet, and I associated mullet enough. With Joe Dirt.
And it's blonde.
Right, I could have called you Kid Rock.
Joey.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked him till he backed out on Tranny Light.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Everybody
that was so disappointing.
And one of my favorite comedians, Shane Gillis, is about to drink in the stuff.
No way.
I love Shane Gillis, but not the Bud Light thing. I think it played itself out sadly.
I mean, they lost a ton of money.
Well, and I noticed, I did feel bad for the local guys. Like, I would see near my gym is a gas station that I kind of never go to. But you would occasionally see a Bud Light rep, like in the Bud Light truck or car out there. And I swear, one day when all this is going on, he looked like a sad, lost puppy.
Did you go knock on the window and say, are you okay?
No, I'm like, you get away from me with your fruity beer. That's what I said.
You know what is that? So I have a friend who knows August Bush, grandson, whatever. And he said that they're actually a conservative, like they're not for that kind of stuff. And you remember Trump came out and was like, hey.
Well, somebody in the marketing department. Well, this is happening with all of corporate America. Like, there's such big institutions that a few folks get in HR, marketing, and these other positions, and they run the messaging.
But you got to know what's happening in your company.
I agree with you.
Or your school. Or your library.
Now, have you ever considered cannibalism?
That's a really, really odd question that I have never been asked. By considered, do you mean have I ever thought about it?
Yeah, like, have you ever, like, thought of a scenario that you would be in where you're like, I'm really, really hungry?
You know what? Okay, so my dad that left me when I was 3, remember we talked about that earlier?
Yeah, what a prince of a man.
He's actually super cool. He's like the fun uncle.
Yeah, but you're saying super cool, fun uncle.
Yeah, he wasn't like a dad.
Okay, fair
enough. But anyway, he lives out in Truckee, California. And Truckee is right by Donner Pass.
Ooh.
So every time growing up, I would go to Truckee, we'd go to Donner Park and we'd look at like the Donner Party statue, you know, and it set up high where you could see how deep the snow was. And then it had like this little family on top and then you just envision them eating each other. So actually, every time I go to Truckee, I contemplate, what would you do if you were up on Donner Pass? Because we drive on it every time.
So you have thought about
it. So I have thought about it. Mm. And in my brainicles of sanity, I'm thinking I couldn't do it, but I don't know.
Now, I would be like, well, we're already miserable. Eat me. I'm done.
Would you just volunteer?
Yeah, you can eat me.
But you've been working out.
No.
You're like, don't volunteer. You could make it. You could survive.
No, we need to go, like, we have to really think strategically. Like, let's get the fattest person so
you
we can make stretches
out. You asked me if
I
ever considered it, and that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, you got if you shouldn't be the first one.
Right. I mean, it's an awful, filthy thing. Nobody should do it. And they're... is the story in front of me. U.S. President Joe Biden's apparent suggestion his uncle may have been eaten by cannibals during World War II has sparked uproar in Papua New Guinea, casting a shadow on U.S. relations with the Pacific nation and meeting a firm response from its leader.
Yeah, he went on the record and said he was extremely offended that they don't eat people there.
Right. Yeah, I guess James Marape. Yeah. I was about to say James Marape. That's how it's spelled. But James Marape.
Nice save.
Yeah, turned into Sean Connery on Celebrity Jeopardy. But I conceded that Biden may have misspoken. I don't think he did. I think Biden really believes his uncle was eaten by cannibals in Papua New Guinea. But he pushed back against the characterization of cannibalism in the Pacific Island nation, which encompassed the eastern half of New Guinea and more than 600 nearby islands. President Biden's remarks may have been a slip of the tongue. However, my country does not deserve to be labeled as such, and if he shows up here, we're going to eat him. No, I added that part.
Oh, okay.
While cannibalism was documented among remote tribes in the region in the mid-20th century, Papua New Guinea has struggled to shed stereotypes in more recent decades, and Biden's comments were met with criticism inside the country. Yeah.
I mean, why couldn't he have just gone with Haiti, where we know it's true?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely
so, your like... I don't know why he had to throw Papua New Guinea under the bus, but...
Right. Well, what, barbecue's still running the show down there?
Did you see their president just resigned?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, so I don't know who's running the country.
You know, and I think we both believe in redemption and forgiveness, especially through Jesus.
Yeah.
But there's this old Vice documentary that still sticks in my mind.
Okay.
Where this is in Liberia.
Okay.
And I'm reminded of it because Haiti, very similar situation. And the guy was called literally General Butt Naked because he would fight naked. He had child soldiers.
Who wants to see that?
I think there are accusations of cannibals. Anyway, at one day after doing awful, atrocious, like just crimes against humanity,
okay,
the worst of the worst, he said he had a dream and it was Jesus who said, why are you acting like a slave? And he's now become a pastor and he's trying to save people in Liberia. And as you're watching this story and you see him in church and stuff, like talking to folks, sharing the gospel, there's a part of me that's still like, I don't trust that guy. Like, I'm sorry.
Like fava beans. Like,
right.
we're
yeah, like, I don't trust that guy one bit. So it just makes you wonder. There are times
but that's
where I
actually
wonder.
A great story. Unless it's just all a lie and he's trying to get close to the unsuspecting people.
Right. It could be a great story if he's actually redeemed. Yes.
It's possible.
But they're just... Man, I guess anybody could.
Once you've crossed the line to eating people, that might...
Yeah.
No, nothing's too big for Jesus.
Yeah. It's just, I'm watching it.
What are your thoughts? Like, would you eat someone?
No.
Even if you were dying?
No, maybe.
Like, you're in the Donner Party, like I said.
Said it already. Like, I'd volunteer.
Yeah, that just doesn't answer if you would eat someone.
Mm.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not I've never been starving, so I don't know. I don't think it would be a good road to go down. Put it that way.
You want to start.
Like, do you want to be alive after doing that? Like, us being who we are, modern people, like, we're used to, you know, life as we live it. After you go through something like that, do you even want to keep on living? Like, it's pretty bad.
I don't know, but I'm thinking about what happened to the guy. Remember the guy in California? Of course, it was in California that picked up the leg. The guy that got hit by the train. Do you not remember this? This was like 2 weeks ago.
No,
so somebody, a homeless guy, got hit by a train.
I need to look into your TikTok feed. Your algorithm's really funky.
Yeah, I'm getting some weird things. Yeah. No. Okay, so one homeless guy got hit by a train, dead.
Mm.
Then the other homeless guy is like, ooh, this looks cool, and goes over, and the alive homeless guy is then seen walking down the sidewalk with the dead homeless guy's leg. And I think he got I swear I'm not making this up. I promise.
Yeah, and we're trying to
it
make...
It was on the internet.
We're trying to make light of this stuff, folks, but there are pockets of America where this is hell on earth, where you're talking drugs, the homeless encampments, like, there's stuff going on that's just unconscionable. And I'm sorry, it's not compassionate. I've heard it called something like telescopic charity, where, like, all these associations will give to for the homeless. It's like, well, I don't have to go touch them or help them. I just give money and I feel good because I'm helping them, right? And there's a lot of that where some of these charities become almost self-perpetuating. They don't want to really solve the problem. They just want to act like they're solving the problem, and everybody gets rich in the process of pretending to solve this big issue. And it's all done in the name of compassion and humanitarian concerns. You're watching human misery, hell on earth, right in front of you. And there are other nations that have figured this out. Like, Japan's got huge cities, and they're pretty orderly, pretty clean. You don't see crazy people on the streets. And I'm not saying go, you know, kill folks or even lock them up. Say, put them somewhere where they can't be a danger to themselves and others.
Well, it goes back to the start of the show when we talked about this is a nuclear family. This is a culture. We got to get back to the truth of the gospel. Jesus saving some of these people, because when you separate a society from truth, it's done. Roman Empire, done. And we're headed down that. And this video that I know I saw, and I'm going to find it for you, it looked like some third world country, and it was probably Oakland, California.
Hmm.
Very sad.
It is sad what's happening. And, you know, things are going south, not in a good direction here in the South, especially here in Alabama, but thank God we ain't like some other parts of the country.
I think we still have a chance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, and I think there are a lot of good people here, disagree on politics, or people who are apolitical. I think the South has a unique culture that is a little bit more hospitable, and thus people are more taken care of, and that's why I think you see less of this stuff out there.
That's a good point.
We still have to be vigilant. But how about this? Let's hit another call. Line one, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, Ken Molinax.
Hey, Ken. Do you ever thought of cannibalism?
Only when I look at a turkey or something like that, cannibalism. That's a silly-ass question.
I know.
I took it seriously.
And you ask her that, too. Golly. But anyway, I would remind you guys, you may have forgotten, it was much speculated that Nelson Rockefeller's son was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea late 60s, early 70s. Michael Rockefeller. And I had three uncles in the Pacific in World War II, and Uncle Ray, who was in that area, that it was well known back then. I'm sure a lot of things have changed since 1945, but New Guinea, I know it's not good PR for them, but they are well known in the past to have among the very last, hopefully the last, cannibals in the world. I surely to God hope they're not still doing it. But I'll tell you what, I sure wouldn't go venturing into the heart of New Guinea without a bunch of people and a lot of firepower.
Well, and you got to wonder about, like, the Eurocoms guy, Ken, like the marketing campaign. Papua New Guinea, come visit. We stopped the cannibalism.
Right. Yeah. Come here and not get eaten.
Right. Right.
But what's the difference? Anyway. It's like Montgomery, Birmingham. You're going to get shot.
Well.
So, like, either way, you're dying.
There's a big difference. Yeah, big difference between there killing is a difference. Somebody.
Well, I mean, you're dead.
And then devouring their body.
Ken's got a
big difference. All right, bye-bye.
Let's go to line three. You're on there. Who's this? Hello?
Oh, man.
Hello?
Hey, you're on there. Who's this?
Oh, my God. I feel like an idiot. Hey. Joey, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Who could it be? Miss Allison. Always a pleasure.
Hi, Sam from Pike County.
Now, don't get nervous, Sam.
Oh, no. I'm very relaxed. I'm with Allison.
Aww.
That's right.
Yeah, Abs isn't here. That's when he gets nervous.
Oh, he likes her.
He loves Amy Bass.
Well, it's kind of it's a little radio crush, but we're dealing with it. I'm doing therapy and stuff.
It's just a little crush.
Why in the world could I have called? Oh man, that's one of my favorite stories from long ago. Is reading. It was in Time magazine. I was, come on, man. I was like a teenager when I heard about the Rockefellers in New Guinea. And Rockefeller had a redheaded son, and he was all lefty educated up, and him and a bunch of buddies, Peace Corps out, they went over, and they tried to, I don't know what they were doing with this tribe, but the locals treasured his red head. They cut off his head and shrunk it. Yes, ma'am, they did. And Rockefeller, you know, he sent over a mercenary group, and anyways, the whole village got wiped out. Yeah, man, it was just, they were so proud, they come running out with his shrunken head, and it's just tragic all
around.
Wait,
this is real?
Yes, ma'am. Happened in the 70s. Access Time magazine. It'll be in their archives.
I guess the moral to that story there is be careful who you eat.
You dye your hair before you go to New Guinea.
Right.
Well, you know what?
Just don't go.
They didn't understand the cultural values and norms of where they were, and it cost them a lot. Man, you know what? I'm an American. I've never truly been hungry. Sure has been nice. I've been thirsty a couple of times, Joey, in my world travels. But I believe if the proteins start to get short, then there'd be people chopping up each other left and right. And that's what's so sad is it looks like our government's trying to force us in that direction. We will see.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Sam. I really do.
Yeah,
great to hear from you,
man. Yeah, man, I called up and say, hey, bye-bye.
Aww.
Good to hear from you, dude. And by the way, we'll do it in the next hour here, Allison, but you know that Piers Morgan segment?
Yeah.
It's not a joke. Like, apparently, I went to Piers Morgan's Twitter account. This is a real interview he did.
Well, you know, she's been in the news before.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to find...
Yeah. We'll look it up.
Our Twitter feeds are different, because I got you. I got your backup on this one.
Yeah,
you
didn't I thought see it. Mine was lacking wholesomeness. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
This is Ole Miss.
Hey, Ole Miss, how you doing?
Pretty good. I've asked that question, and with several people discussed it. The imagine this: you're a parent, and you have children, and your options are let them starve to death or cannibalize a corpse. What's your question? You know, there's no question. Yeah. Your kids, you're not gonna let them die.
Well, that it's awful. I'm thinking of scenes from the Holodomor when the Ukrainians were starved out by Stalin, and that's exactly what happened. Parents would give up their lives to feed their kids.
Yep. And you can be moral and on your high horse, but when it comes to kids, there's no question. It's a barbecue.
I appreciate the honesty. I mean, because I guess you could try the crickets and the worms like they're telling us to, and...
I had three sons, and they all averaged 6'3", 300 pounds.